said it was online, but not just saying it's online. In person, switch in California, it's all they figure not on the three.
Hey, Ernie.
Hey, Marvin, we liked your picture. And you turned it off. Can you hear us, Ernie?
Mic check.
Didn't want you guys to see what I was doing. That's why I turned the picture off.
Driving, we know.
Sounds good.
There's only one police officer here.
I'm hands free, though.
Driving hands free?
Yes.
Good. How are you? It's dirty. I'm actually going to call wash.
Hey, good morning.
Can we ask who just logged in that's got iPhone 4?
Holly McKinney.
Okay.
Oh.
Have you tried Fair Labs? I love it.
I love Fair Labs, but
$4
combined.
All day long. I pay like $2.60.
People that are on the other hand.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I think it's really good. Yeah, it's like not one of
yeah.
So try. Yeah, that's your whole
story.
It's
giant.
So you guessed, and then you just have to click, yeah, I'm.
Oh, okay.
You're denied to see that.
I'm sorry, Robert.
Man.
So we have the problem.
Yesterday, when she was
your daughter's retiring, huh? That's pretty good.
No, his daughter, it's a sorry, no, I definitely tried to some
comments. No, we were talking about
every week,
the work session about
it. She was 7 o'clock.
So I asked him,
is in check.
Maybe my daughter's going to start teaching school. I'm sure she'd do the five better than.
Yes,
so he drew in some AI stuff that showed the 401 catalogs money.
Welcome, everybody. Hopefully, you can hear us. No, we're having a struggle hearing us. It appears we have enough for a quorum. We'll go ahead and call this meeting to order. This is the Board of Directors of Central Utah 911 Dispatch. Our date is May 8th. At the point of time at 9:04, we'll go ahead and call this meeting to order. We'd like to welcome everybody that's in attendance. Second item on the agenda is our consent calendar items. We sent these things out to you before. It's the minutes of our meeting of April, and then also the warrant register for April. Any questions, concerns, changes? If not, the chair will look for a motion on consent calendar items.
Motion to approve. This is Norm.
Thank you, Norm. We have a motion. Do we have a second, please?
I can.
I'll second. This is Ernie.
Hi, Ernie. Thank you. We have a second by Ernie.
Who was the first three?
It was Norm. Norm was first. All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, we'll move on. The next item of business is a public hearing. I need a motion to adjourn our public meeting and convene a public hearing.
Actually, according to Vaughn, it doesn't require an emotion because it's all public, so we just start the public
going. Okay, thank you for that. We're now in our public hearing for our financials, for our budget anyway, for 2026 final budget. Any questions, concerns? It was also sent out ahead of time. We've reviewed this somewhat since February. Any comment while we're in our public hearing? Wait just a little bit more. Not hearing any comments, concerns, or anything. So then we have a motion to adjourn the public hearing. We're still in the meeting. And so the next item would then be a motion regarding our 2026 final budget.
And this will require a roll call vote.
Okay. We have a motion.
So move this.
I'll make that.
Okay, Norm, you made the motion then. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Marvin, thank you, Marvin. It's been moved and seconded. We'll now do a, we need to do a roll call vote on this. Susie, do you have the
list?
If you'll go through for me.
Thanks. Terry.
Yes.
Ernie.
Yes.
Shane Sorensen.
Yes.
Bob Morgan.
Yes.
William McMullen. Jeff Weber. Brittany Bills.
Yes.
Mark Kennison.
Yes.
Scott DeBell.
Yes.
Seth Atkinson. Todd Williams. Norm Beagley.
Yes.
Tyler Jacobson.
Yes.
Mark Christensen. Darrell Kinnison.
Yes.
Eric Ellis.
Yes.
David Gustin. Jared Peterson. Holly McKinney.
Yes.
JC Reynolds.
Yes.
Scott Spencer. Mike Smith.
Okay. It sounds to me like the motion has passed for a budget for 2026. We do not have any items under policies right this time, so we'll move on to our operations chair, report from Chief Johnson.
I don't have anything to report from the operations board. We didn't have a meeting last week. Several of us were in attendance at the Capitol for the law enforcement memorial where Sergeant Hooser's name was placed on the fallen officer's wall. So we didn't have a meeting last week.
Thank you for that. Heidi, I'm up through.
Thanks for your chance. I was told yesterday sometimes you have a hard time hearing me. So if I need to speak up, please don't hesitate to tell me. I know my voice doesn't travel the best. So I want to make sure everybody can understand me. I was lucky enough to go to that memorial, and I'd never been up to the Capitol at the Fallen Officers Memorial, and it was very touching. I was very glad that I went. So yeah, it was great. I was asked to be on a small committee with UCA, with Director Matthews and Senator Harper and Colonel Rapich and a couple other PSAP directors, and it was really, we had some really good conversations talking about the future of 911 in the state of Utah. We have another meeting in about a week and a half, just moving forward, what does it look like, the transfers, the radios, and it was just really good information that was given to us. Tina advised us yesterday in the UCA board meeting that they have signed an agreement with Motorola for an enhancement, if you want to call it that, an addition to our Vestaphone system that will help us process through AI non-emergency phone calls. Approximately 75% of our phone calls that come into our center are non-emergencies, and this piece of software will actually answer those calls and begin the process of, questioning and processing these calls and putting them into the CAD. We can put keywords into the system, for example, blood. And if the system picks up on that keyword and thinks, oh, this is actually an emergency, it will kick it over to the other portion of the phone system and kick it over to the 911 side, where a dispatcher will actually pick it up and begin the emergency part of that call. So it's really gonna help us, I hope. We've had a demo with Prepared 911 for their non-emergency call processing, and was really excited about theirs, but I knew UCA was looking at the Motorola software, so I was very hesitant to go too far down the road with prepared, because UCA is covering the cost for this software. So I feel like we need to do our due diligence with Motorola's software and see if it's going to do what they say it's going to do and help our people. Hopefully it will, because we're not paying for it. It would be great if it done what they say, and at no cost on you guys, essentially. So we're crossing our fingers, and it would be great, because it also helps the staffing crisis that we're in. Taking 75% of those calls and starting that process while the dispatchers are able to focus more on the 911 calls. We participated a week and a half ago or so. Marcy was a big part of this in a mass casualty drill on Utah Lake. They did the scenario of a plane going down, which really happened last year. So that was a good experience, good training. And Marcy, I'm sure, did a great job with that, representing our center. And we had another one of our people out there with her. Trisha and I have continued to meet with all of our fire agencies. We have another one today in the next, a week and a half. Trisha's going to the Spillman conference next week. A few other agencies in the South End we need to meet with, and then we will look at them all. Oh, and Jua. We haven't been able to set a date with them yet, but we will get there. We've had some fantastic discussions. Yesterday, we met with Santaquin, Goshen, and Janala, and had such great talks with them. They had such good information and suggestions for us. We both walked out and were like, our small agencies are amazing. They're just great. And so we were really happy with how it's going. One suggestion that they have made through all of the meetings is that we start having our meetings every other month. Just putting that out there to start thinking about. Chief Lynn was like, we have these meetings and they're 15, 20 minutes. Can we bump them to every other month so we're not just having a meeting to have a meeting? And my only concern is like the first of the year when we start to review numbers for the budget, I don't want to go too far in between those meetings. If you guys are also in the budget planning, you need to know where we're at so that you can proceed with your process. But just, maybe toss that suggestion around and see how you feel about that. I think we would support it if both of our boards do. I don't want to waste anybody's time, and I know sometimes the meetings are very short. Sometimes they can be longer too, but if it would be more effective to hold it every other month, we would take that suggestion. And I think I hit everything I want.
Good. Does any of the board members have any questions for any of us, or would like to take some time? We're now in our open forum. Anybody can have any questions, concerns, comments? Okay, I don't hear any, so.
Can I ask you, sorry, I was late logging on and it looks like I missed a lot of the meeting, so my apologies, but did you want us to respond to you, Heidi, about every other meetings versus or every other month versus once a month?
I would love your feedback if you have something.
So I fully believe that the best meetings in the world are the ones that never happen. However, I also realize that there is a need for us to be available to you. And so I'm also okay with short meetings. And so I'd rather do monthly meetings if they're short, just so that you have what you need to move you forward. I'm also fine if there's nothing critical and fundamentally like a July or something that's not very, maybe that's a bad example, but if there's a month or two where you're just like, I don't have anything and it's not going to hold us up, by all means, cancel those months. But I would say I'd rather keep it on my schedule so that it's there in case you need it. And then you can cancel it. And hey, it's a free chunk of time back in my life than not having it. So that's my preference.
That's great. Great idea. Thank you.
I think Mark summed up how I feel.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
Good comments.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Mark. Glad you could join us. Does anyone?
A quick question.
Yes, sir.
How did Easter go for you guys? We had some changes with law enforcement and things out at the sand dunes. I just wondered how Easter went for the dispatch.
Can we take that into open forum?
I think so. Can that be done in open forum? Is that
sure?
How did we do?
Trisha, do you want to address sure. that?
I'm just curious how things went.
As far as I know, everything went smoothly. I don't remember any hiccups that we had. Everything went
typical.
With the law enforcement change, I was just curious, was there an increase in volume or anything?
I think it was pretty par for the course. I don't think it was an increase or a decrease.
Okay, just curious.
It was
Thank you.
Okay, anything else? Good comments. Please share. Okay. Hearing none, next thing on the agenda would then be just a reminder, our next meeting is June the 12th, and we'll look for a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Who is that, please?
That's Ernie. Sorry, Susie.
Thanks, Ernie. We missed it here. Thank you. We have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second, this Norm.
Thank you, Norm. All in favor, say aye.
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 All right. Thank you, everyone. Motion has, this meeting is adjourned. See you next month.
See you next month.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Yes.